Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Wednesday morning. We're supposed to get a little bit of rain today. Drizzle already happening in parts of the province. The rain should fall a little bit later on in the day. And overall, temperatures, you know, it will start to get cold, especially into next week. We're not expecting a real warm Halloween for those that are headed out with the youngsters trick-or-treating. They will no doubt bundle up. I always feel bad for the little ones who spend so much time and put so much pride into their costume and then either have a winter jacket over top of it or try to stuff themselves into the costume after they're wearing their winter coats. But hey, anyone that grew up or lives in Saskatchewan sees right through that and sees the beauty. We'll talk a little bit more about Halloween costumes coming up later on in the week. By the way, congratulations again to Len Thauberger. Echo Lake, Saskatchewan. Len is this week's Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener. The question again today, in Saskatchewan, these are all artificial. The answer, borders. All of Saskatchewan's borders are man-made. None of them defined by coasts or rivers or mountains or oceans. They basically are artificial borders, drawn in, man-made lines. Yeah, they follow latitude and longitude, but Saskatchewan is the only Canadian province with completely man-made borders. So congratulations to Len. Well, I always love the opportunity to tell great Saskatchewan stories, and this platform gives us the opportunity to do that all the time. And my next guest loves high-stake challenges, literally from performing in front of packed concert halls to scaling mountains. Katie Gannon is someone that knows all of that. She's a violinist with the Regina Symphony Orchestra, and she's now taken her passion for adventure into a bit of a different arena. She's the new owner of the Regina Climbing Center. She took ownership in April of this year, and I'm happy to say Katie Gannon is joining me in studio. Katie, thank you for being here.
Hi, Evan. Thanks. It's great
climbed
to be
up
here.
On the chair. No problem.
No ropes either.
No ropes. That's right. Well, welcome to the show. I love the difference between a violinist for the symphony and a mountain climber.
A little bit of two different passions,
I guess. So let's talk about the violin stuff first. Okay. Were you a musician at an early age?
So I started playing the violin when I was 8. I actually started off as like a fiddler, and then I kind of found that if I wanted to get better and better, I would need to move a little bit more into the classical world to learn more technique. And that's kind of where my passion led me through school and ultimately through getting a job playing with the symphony.
So executive producer of this show, Libby Gray, is very accomplished on the violin. And I always ask her, like, what's the difference between playing a fiddle and playing a violin?
You would not believe how often I get that question. Actually, a lot, especially from parents of students. I used to teach a lot of violin. It's really the same instrument. It's just the kind of music that you play.
Right.
It's a little, fiddles just has that kind of connotation of being more chill, more fun, more easygoing, more kitchen party, and classical music kind of sometimes gets a little bit of a stuffy air to it, but really it's all the same.
Yeah. And you've been how long playing with the Regina Symphony now?
This is my 14th season, actually. I can't believe that.
So, and do you do much outside of the symphony with the violin?
So I taught for a very, very long time. I had quite a large studio of kids that I would teach, and I gig in the city. So play weddings, play for different events around the city, but primarily my focus is performing with the Regina Symphony.
So every once in a while you break into a jig?
Yeah, every once in a while. <laughs> just
for the heck of it. Katie Gannon is my guest. She is with the Regina Symphony Orchestra as a violinist, but she's the new owner of the Regina Climbing Center. I love the contrast from Regina Symphony and climbing. So let's talk a bit about the you're from Saskatchewan. This is a flat province. Where did this love of climbing come from?
So I actually climbed a tiny bit when I was younger. And then I guess after I had my kids, I was kind of looking for something to do for me. And I got back into it when the previous owner owned the climbing center. Yeah. They had this parent and taught class that you could go to, and it was a way to meet other parents but still do something active for myself. And I kind of got into it and got bit by the bug and just fell in love.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't even imagine how you fill your time, because playing with the symphony is a commitment. I can only imagine. What is that like? Is there, you know, the practices, obviously, together and on your own?
Yep. So there's before every show, we have like a week of rehearsals to get ready where the whole orchestra is together. But prior to that, you're expected to know all of your material and show up prepared, ready to work with everybody. So there is that element of your own home practice to be ready.
Right. Yeah. So they got that. You're a mom.
I am. I have two daughters, Jax and Sophie.
And then you decide, you know what? I think I'll take business ownership into this as well.
Why not? Throw it on the table, right? Just throw another
log
on the fire.
How's it gone? I mean, it was April that you started, this new venture.
April 1st, I took over. It's been incredible. Mm-hmm. It's been so much fun to be surrounded by what I love to do and the people and the community that are part of the climbing scene in Regina. It's been a very steep learning curve.
Excuse the pun.
I have to admit, but every day is a new adventure and I'm loving every minute of it. Yeah.
So you said climbing scene. We have a climbing scene in Regina?
We do. Yeah. It's pretty small, but it's a very healthy community. It's such a supportive community. There aren't very many places to climb in Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. The closest place we tend to go is Canmore, Alberta. But during the off season, when it's winter, you can't get outside to climb. So people need somewhere to go indoors.
Right.
And that's what they're
So how many climbing centers are there in Saskatchewan? Do you know?
In Saskatchewan, there are three.
Okay.
We're the only one in Regina. Mm-hmm. And then Saskatoon has Gripit, which has a couple of locations within Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Within Saskatoon, rather.
So tell me, do you have, I mean, obviously you've got repeat customers, people that like to come. Do they come to prepare themselves for a big climb in the mountains? Is this part of a regular workout routine or is it a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah. It's a great way to get fit and stay active with kind of tricking yourself into working out because it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And but some people, a lot of our members are outdoor climbers who in the off season just want to keep their skills up or want to be able to practice that.
Yeah. What are the demographics? I saw we had a text here from Elaine asking how old is your oldest climber? Do you have an idea of demographics? Is it kids to seniors?
It totally is. Yeah. I've seen little toddlers in diapers scamper to the top of our walls on our auto belays in 5-point harnesses. And one of our oldest members is in their 80s.
Wow.
So it's really a sport that's accessible to everybody. I think a lot of people may be intimidated by the idea of rock climbing, but it's for everybody.
When they come to your studio, do they have to bring their own gear? What do they need? What do they come equipped with?
Right. So if you've never been before, you don't need to bring anything. We've got climbing shoes and harnesses that we let everybody use. We teach everybody who's never been in how to use the gym safely, how to use our ropes, how to boulder. Some people come with their own gear. And those are people who are a bit more experienced, have kind of invested in their own shoes or things like that. But we have everything. You can show up never having climbed with no experience, no gear, and we'll get you up the walls.
I know since taking over, you have formed a competitive youth climbing team, correct?
Yes.
Is this about, you know, growing membership or adding another component to it?
It's kind of like adding another component to it. A lot of the sport of rock climbing has really, it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world. And I think that's part of that is thanks to it being in the Olympics since 2020 and then again in Paris 2024. But for some reason, maybe it's because we're in the prairies and it's not such a big community. People sign up for competitive programs. There are national competitions. There are provincial competitions that all need to be qualified for. And that takes training. And so a lot of people get into the sport the same way you would sign your kid up for hockey or soccer. Now you can sign your kid up for climbing and it's a 3 times a week session. We've got great coaches and we're just hoping to grow the sport here.
We have a text from Les saying, no, I'm not considering climbing, but I have 2 grandsons who might like to try it out. Is it safe? His question is.
We make it as safe as we can.
Yeah.
There's always a risk of falling. We have so many safety checks in place and all of our gear is maintained and tested and kept up to date so that we can make it as safe as possible. If you have never climbed before, you can come in and use our auto belays. So that's you tether yourself to it with a harness and a big carabiner and it kind of pulls you up the wall as you go. Mm-hmm. So you're completely independent, but yes, it is safe. For our ropes, we do have people that you have to take a course to learn how to use all of that equipment properly. So that's something that if you're interested in it, mm-hmm. you can kind of take the next step. And then bouldering is when we have rock climbing with no ropes. And so there we want to teach, we teach people how to fall as safely as possible. We teach them the best ways to get off of the wall, to get on the wall, make sure nobody's in anybody's way. Mm-hmm. Our job is to mitigate those risks as much as possible.
Katie Gannon is my guest, Regina Symphony Orchestra violinist. And then you're thinking about everything you've heard her talking about. Yeah, she also is the owner of the Regina Climbing Center. Brand new owner, actually, took over this spring. Have you done big mountain climbs yourself?
I have done a few multi-pitches in Alberta. Mount Rundle is one that my partner and I have mm-hmm. climbed a couple of times. That's something that I would love to get into more, and I'm hoping that this kind of will lead me to that.
Sure.
But we take my partner and I take our kids out to do lots of climbing out in the mountains.
I love it. I love it. What advice would you have for people who are, you know, thinking about giving this a shot? I know you're in Regina in the industrial area as well. So, but what advice would you have for people?
I would say don't let a fear of climbing or a fear of heights stop you from trying this. Mm-hmm. Some of our best climbers in the gym got into it because they were scared of heights. And now they're some of the best climbers that we have.
Sure.
So it's really, I think a lot of people get nervous about thinking about being up so high or trusting our equipment or whatever, but you just got to try it. And I just fell in love with it. You kind of get bit by this bug. It's like there are puzzles on the wall and your job is to figure it out. And it's just you. And when you finally get a project that you've been working on, like a specific route, that feeling of accomplishment is just, it's so empowering.
I love your passion.
It's so great.
I love it. Before I let you go, Katie walked into the studio today with a friend in hand. You brought a full-size, like life-size skeleton.
Yes, this is Mr. Skeleton.
And so what's this all about?
So I love Halloween. I absolutely love Halloween. And about the last 4 or 5 years, every day in October, I take a picture of Mr. Skeleton doing something different. So he's been rock climbing. Mm-hmm. He's been to the spa. He's had his hair cut. Today he's on the radio.
So today we're going to get a picture of him in the chair here in front of the microphone, headphones on. People will see it on where? Your social media?
They will. They can follow us on Instagram or Regina Climbing Center or Facebook. And I will post a picture of him up there in the studio.
I love it. I look forward to that. Katie, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Evan.
Katie Gannon, Regina Symphony Orchestra violinist. So you can catch her beautiful music at the symphony or check out the Regina Climbing Center, the newest venture she's got going, located in the industrial area in Regina. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.